It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Deal.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad. It's going to be a muggy Monday outside.
Yeah, it should be all right, though. Nice day.
Kind of a muggy Sunday, too. I guess if you liked yesterday afternoon, you'll like today, because it's kind of the same without those few raindrops here and there.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Let's get to business here this morning. Brett's in with us here on a Monday morning. Like to get his week started by telling folks about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. How are you this morning?
The phones are ringing this morning.
Excellent.
Yeah. Hey, Camblin Plumbing and Heating works at your neighbors and have now for 97 years. During that time, our company has become synonymous with quality and integrity. Over the years, we've researched the available products to ensure you the best value for your hard-earned money. We use only the brands that have proven themselves in durability and beauty. We stand behind everything we sell with a great common sense warranty program. We have the most technicians of any company in the area, so we can respond quickly to your emergencies, and I think we have the best trained technicians. Our sole reason for our success is you and your happiness with doing business with Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Thank you for your past patronage, and we sincerely hope you will call us again in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Last Monday, we talked about the Relay for Life effort coming up here in Cass County this month with Carol Schuler, and this Monday, we're just going to do it again.
That's right, we are.
We're just going to do it all over again.
Okay.
How's Carol?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We're going to take a little different tact, though, this time and move down a little different path because we're getting a little bit closer to the event, which is coming up on Friday.
June 19th.
Not too far away. How are things coming? Are you getting the plans all put together pretty well?
Plans are really coming together well. We've got a great committee, and that committee just does their little area and their separate things, and then we come together as a big committee, and it works.
And the committee is made up of some folks who've been doing this for a number of years and some folks who kind of are relatively new at this, I assume.
That's right. We've got committee members that we pulled on like a month or two ago, so they're brand new. And then we've got people that have served on the committee since day one, for 17 years.
Are you always looking for more folks to help out?
Yes, we are. Always looking for new ideas, and when you get a new person on, they bring in some new perspective.
Very good. Well, it's been successful. I think, as we talked last week, the American Cancer Society and the local chapters have done a good job branding this. It's something that's always on people's minds. It's always in their consciousness because we see fundraisers happen in the middle of winter for something that technically happens in June. So it's very, very top of the mind as far as most folks go. And it takes a lot of good, hard effort. But that doesn't mean you can stop. You got to change things up a little bit, add some new things. What's new this year?
Okay, well, one of the things that's brand new is that we're having a survivor's campsite. That campsite will be there as any survivors welcome to come down and support each other. Mm-hmm. Once those survivors make that 6 o'clock lap where they go around it and celebrate another birthday, we invite them to come and have a place on the camps, right on the campgrounds. And what we expect them to do or would hope they do is help each other get through another maybe difficult time or someone just starting off with cancer. We hope they'll stay and enjoy the entertainment. We want them to take part of the education area. We want them to go out there and let people talk to them and pat them on the back so that makes this cancer trip just a little bit easier.
Well, the survivors are such a big part of this effort because I don't want to treat them like inanimate objects, but they're your billboards.
That's right. They are what this is all about. This is a birthday celebration. We call it Relay for Life, but it's a birthday celebration to help them survive. Celebrate another year of survival. We do mourn those we've lost, and that, again, gives support to those people who are in mourning. So cancer survivors, come on out and enjoy the evening. Sit in the stands if you want. Sit in the survivor's campsite. Walk around and talk to people and enjoy everything about Relay for Life.
Logistically that night, I know the important thing is to raise money. And you can do that by being there or not being there. It doesn't work, it matter either way. But people do put a lot of effort into getting things coordinated to make it a special evening.
They do. I don't think I've mentioned our education tent before. And we have people that put together people that come down and just educate people. Dave Chase is going to be there talking about healthy lifestyles. Bike riding is what his thing is. We have Well Woman, Carla Akers will be there, and she will be talking about how to better help yourself as a woman get through day-to-day living. Not cancer survivor, but day-to-day living so that you don't get cancer. The Dental Center will be there, and they will be promoting healthy toothbrushing, that type of thing. There's a lot of free prizes to sign up for. So whether you're a survivor, a team member, a walker, or the public, just come on out and enjoy what's there.
So in some ways, this is actually really more about a healthy lifestyle than it is necessarily just simply about combating cancer.
Right. I think what the American Cancer Society has changed throughout the course of the years, we used to just combat. Now we try to give people ideas for a healthier lifestyle so they don't get cancer.
You get a lot of cooperation from other groups and organizations through this effort.
Oh, it's amazing. Our sponsor list, and I've got a list here in front of me, but I promise not to read it because we probably have 50 different sponsors out there who are willing to help, whether it's money, whether it's giving items. Coca-Cola this year is handing out a changing glass. And Relay changes lives, and we know that cancer also changes lives. So the Coke company has said they will give everyone that attends a glass that changes from pink to blue when water's added. Just a little incentive for survivors, walkers, public to attend. Stop on out and get your free Coca-Cola glass.
And that's the thing. As I mentioned up front, you can just simply donate money to the cause. That's always appreciated.
Absolutely.
But it's getting people out to enjoy the evening and the camaraderie of the event. If you can embed those feelings in one night in people, those are the kinds of things that last all year long and make it part of that consciousness. It's all part of the branding of the effort.
That's right. You know, it used to be that we didn't have anything to do on a Friday night, so everybody came out. And now you kind of have to pick and choose. So we want people to choose, the public to come out and enjoy the evening, enjoy helping others. Sometimes that help is money, like you said, but lots of times it's just walking the track with a friend. It might be just showing up and letting people know that you care. So it is all about that camaraderie of being together and enjoying, I hope, a beautiful night, and then seeing what the American Cancer Society has to offer. We have a lot of different things going on for food. Mm-hmm. We have the Kiwanis will be there with their truck, and we've invited snipers. Thank you. Snipers barbecue. We'll have cotton candy. We'll have popcorn. Different events, different places on the field, different teams are even going to be having bake sales. One of the sales that will be going on, Hy-Vee has donated cakes, and those cakes are decorated. Again, in the education tent, they will be shown, and you can put a silent auction amount on those. And all the money collected that night goes to the American Cancer Society.
So really, folks can come out and enjoy the whole night. You just have dinner out there with the folks at the Relay for Life event. And you can come by yourself. You can bring a friend. Nice thing is, you can bring your family, because it's meant to be kind of a family-friendly event.
That's right. Thanks for bringing that up. We do have the bounce houses. Nisha Valley Family YMCA has donated those. We'll be having stickers. They'll be having tattoos. Just anything that goes on that kids like to do. They'll have some cupcakes for prizes. Again, donated by Hy-Vee. So some great items there that the kids can come out and enjoy. A lot of the entertainment is also kid-orientated as well as adults. Zumba, self-defense, should be fun. Everybody gets up and kind of dances to the beat, salute gymnastics, villa dance. They're all there, and those are kids out there just having a great time with adults.
It's fun to watch them get up and do all the moves because Lord knows we can't anymore. I guess maybe if that's your first step toward a healthier lifestyle, then I guess you've accomplished something.
That's right. You've one step better than you were before. So
what happens between what you've got? Less than 2 weeks now before the event. What do you have to do between now and then? What's the important push right now?
The important push right now is our T-shirts are in, so we'll be getting those separated for the teams. Anyone who attends, though, can buy a T-shirt for $25. We also have scheduled bank night. That'll be a week from Wednesday. That would be the 17th of June. And we invite the teams to bring in their money ahead so that we can add that up and get that taken care of so the night of Relay can just be fun.
So if folks haven't donated to Relay for Life yet, And it's hard to imagine because there are so many different ways for folks to have donated, possibly through church collections, possibly through different things, activities that might be done by groups or businesses around the community during the course of the last year since the last event. They can still do that now.
Oh, absolutely. We invite them to come out. One way you could do that would be purchase a luminary in memory or in honor of someone. Any donation is accepted. The person's name is written on a paper sack and a candle is lit in their honor or memory the night of relay. We invite you to come out, though, and just make a donation if you want to. Walk right up. There's a desk there, a check-in area, and you're welcome to donate that way. Come on out, though, and have a sandwich. That's one way to donate, is because part of that proceeds comes back to the American Cancer Society. So you're welcome to give me a call, of course, or anyone who is on the Relay for Life committee, and we'll all accept your donations.
It's important to recognize all those folks that do so much for us, and we appreciate every donation from a dollar on up. They're all important. But you do have a lot of important business partners that get in on the effort, too. And, you know, we sometimes tend to gloss over that and focus on the other parts of the effort. But we don't want to take them for granted because they're an important part of this, too. Without your sponsor stepping up front, it's really hard to make this happen.
That's right. Do you want me to read those?
Well, you can if you'd like.
Okay, I'd love to. J&J Custom Graphic, Hy-Vee, KJN, KSOM, Atlantic News Telegraph, The TV Store, Atlantic Bottling Company, The Nest Egg, Wickman Chemical, Partners Insurance, Atlantic Medical Center, Cass County Health System, Myron Gross Real Estate, First Whitney Bank and Trust, A.M. Corin & Son, McCurdy Investment, Camblin Plumbing and Heating, First National Bank, Century Dement Realty, Schuler Manufacturing, Ziegler, Atlantic Motor Supply, Napa, Holy Trinity Lutheran Church, Edward D. Jones, Country Tire, Southwest Iowa Mental Health, Molly Engine Components, St. Paul's Lutheran Church, The Bicycle Store, Kiwanis Club, Rick's Auto Clinic, Atlantic High School Staff, Cam Cougar Sports Club, AgriVision, Cambridge Law Firm, Griswold Tiger Volleyball, Maylander Law Office, Precision Haulers, Nishna Valley Credit Union, Atlantic Nursing and Rehab, BPW, Gronewell Bell and Kine, and Henningsen's Processing.
Sounds like you're hitting all corners of the county here.
Absolutely. They're very generous, and they make it happen.
Very good. Well, it's great to have that support. And again, if you can be there that night, they'd sure appreciate it. If not, they'd still appreciate any donations that you can do. You have a goal set? I know it's tough sometimes to really set goals. You always want to do better than you did last year, but you've been pretty successful.
We've been very successful. We've raised anywhere between $40,000 to $60,000 in the last couple of years. Our goal, though, is really to celebrate a beautiful night, make those survivors feel loved and welcomed, and hopefully the teams and the public and everyone has a good time.
How exciting is it for you folks that spend so much time donating your own time and efforts to all this to hear success stories out there, not even just the local ones, but even from the bigger picture, too. You hear there might be some breakthroughs here and there. Folks are starting to talk positively about cancer research.
I think that's probably what keeps most of us going, is that there will be a cancer cure at some point. And even as they make strides toward that, more and more people are lasting, surviving, and existing in a positive way, much, much better, much healthier than they ever did before, even though they do have a cancer diagnosis.
And certainly we love those local stories.
Yes, we do.
Very good. Well, Carol, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much. Again, it's coming up Friday, June 19th. Time?
4:30 for the survivors to check in for their meal. 6 o'clock, we'll kick off the survivor's lap. 9 p.m. is the luminary ceremony or dusk. So come on out and enjoy the evening.
Spend as much time as you can and enjoy it. And bring the family, bring your friends.
Thank you.
Very good. Thanks for coming out. I appreciate it. I want to turn things back over to Brett, one of those fine sponsors of the Cass County Relay for Life at Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Being cool comes easy for us here at Camblin Plumbing and Heating. All our technicians are trained to help you become one of the cool ones also. With all our training, you can rely on Camblin Plumbing and Heating to help out just about any time and get your air conditioner putting out that great cold air again. If your air conditioner is beyond repair, we carry the leading name in units, Lennox, to offer you options for a new unit that can usually have it installed within 2 to 3 days. We know that you need this air conditioning, and we put a very high priority on your call for help. Come to trust in Camlin Plumbing and Heating and see why some of your neighbors already call us. Call us in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in the Harlan area at 755-3286. The thought of the day today comes to us from Colin Hightower. Wisdom is what's left after we've ran out of personal opinions.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Carol, again, thanks so much for coming in and for all you and your committee do to help make this a great event each year. Hey, you all make it a great day, and God bless America.